Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr.
Hey guys, excited to have you join us on another one of these Business of Digital podcast episodes. And today we have a fun one. I'm really excited to jump in on this one because today we have a special guest with us, Fabrice Cannell. Welcome, Fabrice.
Thank you. Welcome.
And Fabrice is from Bing, and we are going to be talking about a couple new tools, or not new tools, I guess, but just released updated versions of the Webmaster Tools area. And then I'm going to let Dave go ahead and just jump into it. And I know he's got some questions, but we do appreciate you joining us, Fabrice. And I'm looking forward to hearing all about what we got going on.
Well, I'll let Fabrice, and you feel free to introduce yourself and exactly what you work on and do at Bing.
So I work at Microsoft for 23 years, and most of my time was on Search Engine. And since the beginning of MSN Search Live, Search Bing, I'm responsible of discovering the internet content, selecting the best content on the internet, processing it, fetching it, crawling it, and understanding all this internet content. In general, if your website is missing from Bing, that's my responsibility. So, a huge task. And as part of this responsibility, I've got the Webmaster team, because we really care about having this liaison with websites to ensure that we are helping them to make the content discoverable and help them to understand the issues surfacing on their site. And yeah, this help is well needed from webmasters. And so this is a natural extension of my work at Bing.
And you guys have been, and men and ladies, have been very busy lately.
Oh yeah, a lot of things are done over the summer. We were impacted, obviously, by COVID-19, but we get the work done.
And I will add a caveat. You said that you help people. If it's your responsibility if sites are not found in Bing, That's with the assumption that they're worthy of being found, perhaps.
Yeah, the internet is a little bit challenging. A lot of content out there. I always think that the size of the internet is as big as the Pacific Ocean. This is really, really enormous. This is trillions and trillions of URL out there. And finding the best content is really challenging. And so help from webmasters is always welcome to guide us to this good quality content.
Which I think is a good segue into the recent, the API itself came out in the last 6 months or so, late last year maybe?
Yeah, we had this API for a very, very long time. Most of Bing Webmaster tool, for each UX feature, you have an associated API, and you can find them searching for on Bing for all this API. This URL submission API was limited for years to a very few URL per day. This was only limited to 10 URL per day. Because obviously we want to prevent us from spamming our index with a lot of useless content. But we think about it and we say, okay, fetching the internet is really hard. This is, we have to fetch again to discover if the content is new, if there is a new outlinks, if there is new updated content. So what about we change completely the paradigm, and instead of having us fetching, Webmaster is just telling us what has changed on the site. Instead of a pull model where we are pulling and pulling to discover, hey, did you change? What about they tell us on behalf of us if the content has changed? Because they know more than us. They know when you know webmasters when you are publishing content. I simply don't know. I've got to figure it out. And this is fetching to discover if the content is changed is kind of useless use of resources on our side and on webmaster side. And when we fetch, this is we create a lot of global warming. This is we create useless use of resources for nothing versus you telling me, hey, I changed. I've got a new updated or added or deleted content on my site.
And the plugin is monitoring, for those that haven't installed it, probably should. I've been installed it the last week or so on two different sites that I have access to. But it monitors updates. You can set it to update automatically any updates or new content, correct?
Yeah. So what we have done is we had this API, and this API is kind of very easy to use. It requires a few lines of code. We have a Blogspot blog speaking about that. And you can use CURL, you can do the programmatic C# or Java or whatever you like to publish to this API new URL. But WordPress has a lot of market share on the internet. It's different numbers, but sometimes it's 38% of website use WordPress. And we say, okay, what about we completely automate that for WordPress user? Because why requiring people doing code? And we had this idea of having a plugin. And this plugin is, you install it, it's in 5 seconds. You copy-paste the API key that you can get from Big Webmaster Tool, and it just works. You don't have to submit task again and URL again. This is just a background task that is working, that is just within WordPress, looking at what has been added, updated, and published on your website, and just pinging the API to tell us, hey, I've got new content. And the benefit is that this is helping us to discover real time about content change. And this is helping us to index quickly this content. And this is also helping us to minimize the crawl load on your website. Because if we discover content, ideally we'll have at some point just we will fetch only when this content has been added, updated, and deleted. We won't have to crawl to discover if this content, if you have updated the content. This is a huge reduction in the future of the crawl that we are doing on your site. And the benefit is that you will get this content index immediately. And so you can sleep better. You know that your content is indexed at Bing.
So you're still crawling, excuse me, you're still crawling sites, but this is just to help speed things up.
Yeah, we will. This is to, at some point, I plan to not crawl. I plan to just get be notified and just do the crawl to get the URL added or updated or deleted just to verify if the URL is really deleted. So this is we are in this transition phase where people are adopting the plugin, and when we get confidence that the plugin is completely is working and the content is going through, then we will reduce the crawl load on the sites.
Is there a number of estimated like just resources and crawls that someone has calculated and how like how much greenhouse gas would be saved by not having the servers work that hard?
This is a very interesting question. I've got this question quite often, and we did not, because due to the challenge of I don't know what server you are. I know many HTTP requests I'm doing per day, but I don't know the kind of your cost on your website. And the formula will vastly depends of your servers. Sometimes it's a pure HTML page that is completely cached, it's super light, and sometimes it's a database query, and some of the database queries are not optimized, and it can cost more. So I don't know, but you can figure it out. You can know your cost of serving content. Yeah.
But in the long run, it'll save when Google was to move something like this and Yandex and everyone else, but it also saved the webmasters just from hosting costs and just being hit.
I truly believe that we are in a transition phase where there is a need for freshness on the internet. The new generation is not interested by 5 days ago news or content. No. They want the latest content. And this need triggers that search engine have to fetch even more fresh content, triggering that, obviously, this is triggering a lot of kind of useless call to discover if the content has changed. And so in 10 years from today, we'll say, oh, why search engine were crawling the internet? This is kind of, okay, yeah, maybe we should have notified them. And so we are in this transition phase where I do believe that all search engine at some point will migrate toward push solution versus us pulling and pulling.
So we're going back to submit your site like Yahoo in the old days.
Yeah, but much more automatic. Efficient. Yeah, most efficient, most automatic, yeah.
Yeah, automatic is the best thing. And I think that's a good segue into one. We did a post or an episode a while ago about things that you need to install, and one of them was Bing Webmaster.
Oh yeah.
And I think that's a good segue into one of the ways to get the plugin from Bing is you need to have Bing Webmaster set up to use the API, which has also been updated. Do you want to talk about just the vast number of updates as I was digging in yesterday and today?
Yeah, we just shipped last night.
It was good timing because,
good timing.
You were like, we could talk about this too. And I'm like, what do you mean? I literally, as I was reading that email from you guys, I hit refresh or I was looking into it because I was setting up the plugin. And all of a sudden it was like, do you want to see the new webmaster? I was like, well, how's that for timing?
Yeah, so we have really invested in Webmaster tool, we are very kind of proud of our release because we do believe from early feedback, beta user or new user today, that this will make a big difference. So the key in this release is really about the previous tool. This was a galaxy of tools. This was 41 tools. I was lost myself, let's say. Oh yeah, we have this tool and this tool and this tool and this tool. Okay, this was way too many tools. This was for geeks. This was completely for advanced user type of thing. And some advanced users as me were lost. Okay, what are we trying to tell the user? And we were kind of bombarding the end user, the customer or customer, with a lot of things to do. And so the direction where we are headed is really about make it more actionable, smarter notification, smarter about what really truly matter in terms of search engine optimization. And this is all about, at the end is, who cares if there is a dead links on a site with 1 million URL? It's maybe not so critical, but if there is a lot of pages, half your pages have no index tag, maybe you should look at that. And so this is, this direction is all about providing meaningful insights, meaningful information. And this is, we are doing this not only from the tool itself, by collapsing them into smarter tool and that provide a better intelligence, that this is at URL level. So we have a URL inspection tool, also at site level, where we try to aggregate and provide all this rich information prioritized at site level. And so this is at tool level, on tool and so on, but it's also a way better user interface. And we spent a lot of time in design, in usability, and we have a cleaner, more responsive, faster interface. Example, we were not mobile friendly with the old tool. This was clearly not mobile friendly. You have to scroll all over the place. This tool works great on mobile. And again, refining the information architecture to guide the user to really what matters on the site. I spoke about this 30 navigation links before. We have only 17 navigation links on the navigation in the new site. It's way better. And also providing more data, more information. Example, we provide backlinks for your site, but also for any sites on the internet. Like this, you can look at the links that, let's say, your competitors, your similar sites have to understand, okay, who is linking to what. This is not new. We were doing this something as 15 years ago with a link column query where you were able to get who was linking to your pages, to each and every page. So we enable back this functionality because it was requested. Keyword research, this is ability to filter by country and languages and devices. And lot more announcement of tool. It's also a foundation platform that will help us moving forward to do more quickly. So you will see evolution. We will listen to feedback of this release and we will tweak it to satisfy, obviously, customer and to fix few little things. But it's also to enable new enhanced functionality feature that will come up next month and in fall. And so we will, this is all about, at the end, again, we are here to help you, webmasters, because by helping you, at the end, obviously, we are helping ourselves to index your content and to get the most of your content.
And so you went from 41 to 17. And as I was comparing, because I had two windows open, two things that jumped out at me were like geo-targeting and disavow links. And I'm sure there was other tools that were there, but those jumped out at me. For people that, and I know when Google, you know, made changes to their webmaster, everyone, and I saw the new Facebook the other day and I quickly went back, and I think a lot of people did too. People are sometimes are scared of change, and there's certain tools that you guys probably know what percentage of people use them. And, you know, if you're in that 2% of all users that use them, you might lose tools. Is there any tools that are listed initially but not there that are still going to remain or remain somewhere else, or are they just being retired?
Yeah, we will completely remove all previous tools by August. There is still some tools that are there that you can link from the help page. One of them is Index Explorer, that is a site view of like an explorer view of your site. This is a powerful feature. We are enabling a new tool in the following weeks that is far superior, we believe, than Index Explorer. Index Explorer, for me, is my favorite tool in being webmaster tool. It allows to really view all sites, all your site, like you are exploring your laptop, your desktop, all the files on your desktop. It's a very interesting view. Some content management systems offer this view, but some content management systems do not. And this is kind of a good way for a lot of webmasters to review exactly what they have in their site and organized by folder and grouped by and sorted by number of files that are indexed by Bing or discovered by Bing on your folder. So we are enabling a new version of this, and we will also change the name, and you will see that it's far superior in the following week. So we will keep iterating to continue improving and listening to feedback and improving this solution.
I also figured out an answer to my own question on that. So disavow links used to have its own link. As I was just using the backlink similar sites, which I think will probably be a lot of favorite tool for people. Look, there's the disavow link.
Yeah.
So yeah, not all the stuff is there, but it makes sense to put it with the backlinks there. Yeah.
Yeah, this is, at the end is when we have, there is really kind of two view or three view that really matter. It's a view per URL. You want to investigate, okay, what's happening on this URL? Why this URL is not indexed? Do we have issues, SEO issues on this URL? What I should do on this URL? You really want to focus on one URL at a time. So this is where we shipped URL inspection. This is in beta because it's kind of a huge feature with a lot of features, sub-features. And this is where we are bundled all the things together related to inspection of an URL. It's including SEO keyword, SEO analysis, including backlinks for the URL, including everything that is related to one URL. And then there is overview. The logic is to have overview, such as a view per list of URL, per sites. And so backlinks is a list of sites, and you want to, when you have a list of URL, sometimes you want to learn more about URL, such as going to URL inspection. But sometimes it's also about disavowing a specific links. And you see that we start to bundle things together. And again, this is all about the site reorganization, about instead of having you have to go to this tool and then go to this tool and then go to this tool. No, we start to have a story about you can analyze per URL or you can analyze per set of URL starting by what's indexed on your site or the backlinks.
Nope, that makes sense. Sorry, I can't work my own unmute button. I'm just poking around at I was trying to look at different things that I didn't look at the other day. I think if nothing else, and I've always, every time I do an audit, and Matt, we've talked about this before, it's like, please, you know, Bing and Google give you data about your site. Why wouldn't you set up, you know, Bing Webmaster? And if you don't now already, the fact that when it ties into the plugin and you can get your content automatically updated, and you know, if you're on a budget, you now can use the compare site link data as a basically a free link tool, like backlink tool, sorry, to a certain company that is does that. But you know, more data the better. But to be able to see and really compare and dig into the link data and compare into that stuff, I don't know why people don't, but I know they just don't. And the number of people that don't have Google Webmaster or Bing Webmaster time and time again shocks me. For the Bing Webmaster, is still set up that even if I just do the one domain, so if I have www or subdomains, it still doesn't matter. It's all.
Yeah, this is. We know that this is hard between HTTP, HTTPS, W versus non-W. Okay. So the default, we may evolve in this area to provide more advanced view, but the default view that we have is this really do not matter.
Okay.
Mean that for most sites, W and non-W is kind of the same. So if you register W versus non-W, you have the same view, and same story for HTTP and HTTPS. This is kind of, we offer the aggregated view. We may offer someday the kind of specific view.
Yeah,
you can still register a subdomain. You can still register a folder within Bing Webmaster tool to have a specific view on the subdomain, the specific host name, or the specific subfolder you care about. But the default is we provide an aggregated view of the whole domain if you enter the root of a domain.
And I think that would be a good place to end and dig into the last thing that, again, you guys and men and women have not been busy at all. Just a couple of weeks ago, you came out with the new Bing Webmaster guidelines.
Yeah, this was needed because it was, let's say, this was outdated. It was not the modern internet type of things. It was not updated for 5 to 6 years. And so
a little bit changes. Was,
yeah. So, and we kind of reorganized it a little bit, in fact, a lot. And this was also to be linked to this release. This was needed also to support the release, and I will tell you why. So, Bing Webmaster Tool at the end is really about guidance for Webmaster. Kind of this is the checklist. What you have to think about if you are a website, and what truly matters at Bing. But I would say it's a checklist that is for all search engines. A lot of this is not really Bing specific. It's just a very good list of what's truly matter on SEO to be discoverable by search engine. We want to discover your site. If you are hiding in some dark place of the internet, we may not be able to find it. So you need to be able to we need to be able to discover it. Then we should be able to discover your links on your site. Then we should be able to really be guided on quality content. This means avoid duplicate URL, avoid useless things. Then we need to be able to fetch it, to get your content, because if you obviously robot disallow, we won't be able to get it. And then it's all about understanding your pages. In general, when we get your content, we are able to understand it. But you can really help us to understand your content better via specific HTML tags, via specific schema within your pages, by specifying attributes in video and images, and so on. So this is a list of things you can do to really help us, again, discovering the content, selecting it, because we discover a lot of links, so please guide us to the good quality content, and help us to process the content. Then it's all about what matters for Bing to retrieve this content in Bing.com. You want to be at top position, and we are guiding you to what matters for to be at top position. So we care obviously about good quality content. We care about unique content that truly make a difference. The example that I'm always sharing is if you try to compete and to be position one for the keyword Facebook, it will be extremely hard to be at top position for Facebook. Because Facebook, when people type Facebook, the intent is to go to Facebook.com. It's not to go to a page speaking about Facebook. So a lot of information about what matter and also things to avoid mean don't do cloaking or limit cloaking and don't do duplicate content and so on and so on. And what's really why this is linked to the release of Bing Webmaster Tool is you will discover that in URL inspection tool and various other places, we kind of guide the customer to these guidelines if we are not able to get the content. So a lot of these categories will tell, sometime we will tell, hey, maybe you are not following the guidelines. And sometime we say, hey, we have no issue with your content. It's all great. But sometime we say, hey, please have a look at the guidelines. And when we cannot really completely tell you why we do not index your content, sometimes we may tell you and we may differentiate cases where we have a crawling issue, where we cannot fetch the content because you are preventing us from fetching the content via robots or via blocking access to your crawler, and differentiate the cases where we kind of decided to not list your content based on algorithm solution or other solution. So it's natural extension to the tool, and we spent quite a time, a lot of time on refreshing the guidelines, and we think it's kind of, we don't want to change them every day. This is things that we think will matter for the following 3 to 5 years direction type of thing. Yeah.
Well, and it takes on additional, like as you were just saying, the use of it and the tie-in now with how you've set up the Webmaster Tool itself, I think will help new people or, you know, we have Scott or people just, you know, graduating and becoming SEOs or a small business owner that really doesn't know what the heck SEO is and doesn't really care about their website. They just know that they're not being found by as many people or they want to make changes and they want to understand why they're not being found. I think for certain people, this can be very helpful.
Yeah, this is true. This is really, to come back on Bing Webmaster Tool, this is really the goal of this release. This is really to help everybody. And you spoke about people who are learning SEO, who are starting on SEO. That's true that we want to make it easier for them at start to use Bing Webmaster Tool and to be guided to what truly matters. But I can assure you this is also for geeks as me, as you, as all the geeks, all the expert SEO on the internet. When you have a zillion of tools, okay, should you really look at all these tools and use all these tools? No, it's certainly preferable to really guide you to this kind of, okay, this is the issue that really matters on your site. You don't need to look at something else. We know that from Bing what truly matters. And this is all about, we will really continue to optimize the tool to really guide the customer, the expert user, and also the newbies, to tell them what they should do. What they should do today, what is the priority for today, the SEO priority for today, for your task list, today task list.
Every time I do a technical audit, I dig in to Bing Webmaster. And yes, sometimes it's the same as I see in Google Search Console. It's the same that I see when I crawl. But there's also times where each different source that I look at comes up with different stuff. Like you'll come up with either new sitemaps or old sitemaps, and you'll come up with other pages that I'm not seeing or that are showing flags. Or maybe I'm looking at the log files going, who's getting here and how? And one source or another will tell me. And the more tools we have that give us different views of how different search engines are looking at it, to me is very helpful. So thank you.
Yeah, I believe that diversity is needed. It's helping because if SEO was just about doing 1, 2, 3, everybody will be at top position 1 and this will not work. So there is obviously different search engines, different solutions on the internet, and each of them at the end have their secret sauce. And also this is evolving. You should come back to Big Webmaster Tool, as you should come back to other tools, because the machine learning stack of all search engines and the internet is changing quite fast. And so you can be in position one, and tomorrow you can be in position five, and we are here to help you to understand why and to guide you to not only what you are doing, but also offer visibility on what others are doing, and backlinks is an example of such ability.
Very, very good. Fabrice, I really appreciate you taking the time and explaining all this. I was just going to share my final thought. I remember when I first got into the Bing Webmaster Tools was from Dwayne Forrester, when he used to be with you guys, and he kind of turned me onto it, and I realized from then just how easy it was to use and just how much data was provided, and I've loved it ever since. So I do appreciate you coming on and sharing the updates and the information and the insights that you have. So thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. Well, for Fabrice and Dave, I'm Matt, and we're grateful that you guys checked out this latest episode of the Business of Digital podcast. As always, we're on iTunes. Make sure you go give us a 5-star review, and thank you guys again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next one.
And make sure you install Bing Webmaster if you haven't. It saves me lots of time when I have to deal with you as a client.
There you go. Thanks, guys.
Thank you all.
And give us feedback. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yep.